the sweet, sweet sounds of Earth Tongue. That is their brand new single, Ritual. You can catch Earth Tongue, of course, playing at Twisted Frequency in the Cobb Valley down in Upper Takaka from December 30th until January 3rd. It's a bloody brilliant festival, and we're very excited to have event manager DT on the line. Morena.
Morena.
How are you?
Yeah, doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, of course. Awesome. We actually were talking before about what a fucking hectic job event managing Twisted Frequency might be. So we thought we'd start by just a little welfare check of how you're doing with it all.
I'd be lying if I was saying I wasn't stressed.
Yeah.
but I've been doing this for, 11 years now. So yeah. I've found ways to manage that.
Twisted is such a special festival. I went to my first Twisted last year, and I'm very excited to come back again this year. And the lineup is just incredible. How do you go about starting the curation of a lineup like this? Do you have a bit of a dream board and then just sort of aim high?
Yeah, absolutely. Aim high is always kind of the motto with the booking team. We've got that are going on, for years in advance with Line Act, who are interested in coming over. And you were kind of lucky we've got this sort of special vibe going when it comes to the bigger name acts. So I kind of telling their mates back home, the internationals, that you should get on this lineup, So they're kind of reaching out to us quite often as well, which is really cool.
Cool. Awesome. People sort of starting to get in the know a little bit.
Exactly, yeah. They kind of, just saying, hey, I went to this crazy party down in New Zealand. You guys should try and get amongst it.
It's pretty special. Something about that valley, and it's such a beautiful piece of land, and, no cell service. Everyone's just there for 5 days. It's sort of like its own little village, isn't it?
It really is, yeah. We're so lucky to have that beautiful Benua, and it's an incredible spot.
There's some incredible acts on this lineup. Some bigger overseas headliners like Om Unit and Grouch, and then some amazing local acts, bands, DJs. I mean, Twister's got a bit of a reputation for being a real psytrance party, but there's sort of something for everyone on this lineup, I reckon.
Yeah, I think it's definitely got its roots in psychedelic music, but over the years it's grown, and we're facilitating and hosting such a massive range. I wouldn't call it a psytrance party anymore. We've got pretty equal spend in terms of the lineup on our live music and on our bass music as well.
But for anyone out there who is a big psytrance head, and there's still space for you to be one of the creatures at the main stage after 5 days.
The flavor's there.
For sure, yes.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
Speaking of the main stage, it's always different, isn't it? And always made of driftwood.
Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah, so we host different artists from all over the place, but we've got a returning team that build a totem animal every year that sort of sets the kaupapa for the year and celebrates a New Zealand native critter, and just sort of bring some energy and do some fundraising for the conservation as well.
So beautiful. Last year it was amazing, this big hawk, hey?
Yeah, it was the harfed eagle.
Our
first extinct critter that we've hosted.
I loved it. And I also love the main stage is so impressive in the way that it's built. And then the pairing of DJs and artists with the VJs, the virtual, what do you call them? Visual DJs?
Last year we had a really huge international VJ, which he's sort of in the top three as far as we're concerned. And this year we've got a pair of them coming from overseas who we have not yet announced, but pretty high up there as far as VJ fame.
Yeah, it's so impressive. I went to when they did I think it might have been this guy, the international guy you're talking about, when he did a little talk about how they do all the like projection mapping and stuff. I wasn't really following, but I was very impressed. And then one night when he was on the main stage and they'd like projection mapped it, all the individual feathers of the eagle. And then at one point the eagle sort of like took off and the lights made it look like it was sort of flying. I mean,
oh my gosh,
Millie, there might have been something to do with the state that I was in, but it was pretty impressive. It was pretty amazing, and the eagle did look like it was flying.
You're not the first person to say that, and super pleased with the outcome last year, and excited for this year's design as well. I think it'll match it in scale and grandeur.
I'm just going to take your word for it, Rosetta, but I find the Haast Eagle is like one of the coolest things ever. I've got a soft spot. Oh, that's awesome. Do you have any idea what it's going to be next this year or not?
Yeah, so it's always a secret. We picked the totem animal pretty soon after the most recent event.
Mm-hmm.
You'll just have to wait and see.
Okay, listeners, you just have to go to Twisted Frequencies,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited. It's such a cool festival. Is there anyone on the lineup who you're particularly excited to see?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big, like, soul, funk, hip-hop kind of guy as far as my, like, musical leaning. So I'm quite excited for Isaac Chambers and Dub Princess. I've heard her perform at Twisted years ago, so it'd be really nice to have her come back and see what the sort of state of it is these days. Carter and Brandon Shiraz. I'm a big Brandon Shiraz fan. I've followed all of his previous work, and just hearing like New Zealand raps on garage music has been like such a like exciting thing for me, you know.
It must have been a wonderful journey for you over the last 11 years to kind of watch it take shape. Are you really thrilled with the state that Twisted is now?
Absolutely, yeah. I could never have guessed that we would have gotten to the sort of scale and production value that we've managed to make it to now. It is a really special thing, and it's been beautiful, you know, doing this journey and growing alongside all of the team and the community that surrounds it. It's kind of, we're just leveling up every year, and everyone gets closer, and it is a really beautiful journey.
It's real community, like grassroots vibes, which is not super common with a lot of festivals these days, so it's special to have something that is on this scale but is still really rooted in the people behind it.
Yeah, and that's something we're, you know, holding fast to as well. You know, it is a bigger event than it ever used to be, but we've really stuck to that community spirit, and it's formed and planned and created by a massive group of people, and it's not sort of, there's no one, be all and end all there of how it goes.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, DT, for having a kōrero with us about Twisted Frequency happening December 30th to January 3rd. Everyone can head over to the twistedfrequency.nz website and get some tickets. They're going to be flying fast out the door, eh?
No doubt.
Very good. Thank you so much, DT. It's been cool to chat and learn a little bit more about the behind the scenes.
Cool. Hey, thanks very much for having me, and have a beautiful day, everyone.
Thanks. We're going to listen to a bit of Donk Dobbo, who's playing at Twisted Frequency. This is, you just can't beat Donk Dobbo, eh?
I heard that little chuckle, DT.
we're so excited to have him there.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. All right. Shall we listen to Bliss Donk?
Yeah, fire it away.
Here we go. Right.
Awesome. Thank you so much, DT.
Oh.
Ka kite. Thank you.
Yeah.